Hey. Like, it's crazy, man. This is just another, to me, painful story of a young, beautiful, I can say soldier, man.
Hey. Her name was Lindy, she was young and so ambitious. Young, talented, beautiful man, she was so precious. Ready to attack anything, she was so vicious. But then again, humble as hell with unique features. Living with her moms in the house of a stepdad, cause her daddy passed away when she was just a toddler. Always busy with the schoolwork, she's hella focused. Mommy at home, daddy at work, hella focused. And every time I got we are scared, she helps around the house. Couple of chores, she's getting old, mommy must rest. Plus ngalakhe zikunema service nyana double chest. She's a woman who believes in God, she cannot miss them. Never went to school, so she's not that educated. But lucky she got married to a man who's educated, who's a head captain of a police station. Well respected, not the type to seek for attention. You feel me, dog? It's crazy, man.
Crazy, crazy, man. You know, sometimes you might just look at it from a distance and just laugh, you know. But then when you relate it, so close to yourself, then you kind of like,
every morning daddy wakes up and go to work. Then mommy wakes little Lindy to prepare for school, while she stays around the house and prepares something good, so that when Lindy comes back she can get some food. Then later on Lindy must cook for the family, cause later on mom won't be around, she has her services, which takes about 3 hours a day, and that's daily. So when her daddy knocks off, she always finds her in the house. Take her to the room, does her daddy take a shower. Lindy does the same, they watch TV to pass the hour. Daddy takes good care of them, she doesn't have the power to speak up or maybe sit down, open up into a mother. Day in and day out is the same old thing, but she was too strong, you couldn't tell she was from 10. Doing grade 12, 1 year from getting something. She was gunning for a future and couldn't stop for nothing, nigga.
And that's some real shit right there, but what? And when I asked her, I was like, why don't we just... or maybe you just get him arrested or something. She said, you know what, I wanna finish school, and this guy has already promised to pay for all my academic future plans. So like, I can't afford to jeopardize that. So that's one of like the realest person I've ever met. Holy, the nigga.